Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for staying with me and being part of my day. I'm always excited about being able to spend some time with you, especially when I get to do it on the road, like where I am right now, which is in Woodlands, Texas, broadcasting from the Administaff Small Business Classic. It's a PGA Tour, a senior PGA Tour, the Champions Tour, they call it. And we're down here with the Administaff folks celebrating this week. Celebrating golf and small business all together and having a great time. Jim Ostroff is our guest. He's our good friend, longtime member of our Brain Trust, one of the outstanding editors at the Kiplinger Washington Editors. And he's here to talk to us, as we do every week, about what Kiplinger has to say about what's going on in the world these days. Jim Ostroff, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Good morning, everyone.
It's good to have you back, Jim, as always. Jim, one of the things that you guys talk about this week is the post office, the postal service. Is this I'm wondering if this isn't an obituary instead of a report. What do you think?
Well, things are looking down, let's put it that way. You know, the USPS lost nearly $8 billion for the year that ended in September.
And, wow.
Yes, and the pace of loss is accelerating. Now, one reason immediately is that volume of mail has been way down,
right.
in part due to the recession and the fact that many companies mailed less, whether for advertising, marketing, but also even for billing. After all, you know, eventually people buy less, and somewhere along the way they build less. So that has cut into revenue, but the trend is down. No surprise, electronic commerce is making a difference, and
right.
People are mailing fewer envelopes of all
yep.
sorts. Revenue is down, and USPS facilities.
What's the short term solution, Jim?
Okay, yeah. Quickly, you know, Congress will basically make some shell game fix and allow USPS to get some money from one place that it owes and push it to another, and that'll take care of it, you know, in the near term. Beyond that, Congress is faced with some tough choices. Point is, if just left on autopilot, you know, the mountain of red ink will grow into a mountain chain.
Isn't part of the Postal Service's problem one of the problems that a lot of major corporations, 20th century entities and the government itself and state many state governments have gotten into, and that's bloated pension plan commitments, I should say. Some of these obligations they've made to their retirees have just gotten out of hand, haven't they?
Well, it may be that, but you got to say what's really doing it was an insistence by Congress that the Postal Service prepay its health retirement benefits.
Wow.
You know, and that is, rather than fund them through 2050, Congress said, yeah, okay, we want all that money up front by 2015. So they're requiring the Postal Service to pay, you know, nearly $6 billion a year to pre-fund
wow.
this retirement. And what happens to that money? It goes ultimately from taxpayers here, but people who use the mail, to the Treasury, which issues an IOU.
And Congress spends it.
Well, at least it is, put it this way, it is counted as revenue for the United States
right.
government. It doesn't count as a debt.
Wow.
And that's what happens to the money.
Unbelievable.
That's what happens to the money.
If a business did that, they're accounting that way, they'd go out of business or get arrested. Hey, Jim, one of the things you guys report is that there are going to be a lot fewer post offices. out there, services are going to have to be cut, those kinds of things, right?
Push comes to shove, Congress looking at rising billions of red ink for the USPS. We say they're going to authorize, finally, some changes. And that would be to actually allow USPS to reduce the number of post offices and processing facilities. In its place, yes, authorize USPS to open branches in retail outlets, neighborhood retail outlets, whether it be a supermarket, pharmacy, or shopping mall. There are some today, not many,
right,
but they'll be able to do a lot more.
Wow. And probably Saturday delivery is going to go away, right?
We think here, maybe not everywhere in the United States, but in most places, certainly many places, five-day week delivery.
It's going to be different, folks, so get ready for it. And also the price of sending mail is going to go up, too, even more. Hey, Jim Ostroff, hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break, folks. Jim and I will be right back. 20 till. Stay with us.
Is it that streets are running and try to meet the masses? Go get yourself some cheap sunglasses.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.